The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Brian Wilson of KGLA in Algona and Jacob Hall with the Iowa Standard. Brian, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
All right. Thank you very much. Senator, I've been hearing a lot of things about the second stimulus package that's going to be debated here in Congress. And I guess maybe give me your thoughts on that and what you'd like to see in that should it become a reality.
Yeah. If the economy was really turning around, I think we shouldn't be wasting our time and borrowing this money and spending it on top of the $3 trillion we already have. But I think my view is in the minority, and I'm not really sure myself if the economy's turning around strong enough yet that I can say we don't need one. But I'm a little more cautious than some of my colleagues that say we need one. So sometime between tomorrow and August the 6th, there's going to be a bill put together and presented to the president. And I think that it could include another round of checks. It could include, it's not going to include the $600 for add-on to state unemployment, because that's disincentivized people to go to work when you pay them more when they aren't working than when they are working. And so if you want to get people back to work, you got to do that to turn the economy around. So I think it's not going to be entirely eliminated, but it's going to be dramatically reduced and phased down. I think there might be some more help for state and local government lost revenue, and I think there might be some more help for, in the case of a vaccine, for having a federal plan on distributing the vaccine and some decision made of whether or not the vaccine should be paid for by the taxpayers or by individuals or by a combination of the two.
Today is the first day that Walmart's requiring masks. You know, a lot of emotions and different opinions on that from Iowans. What's your message for Iowans who are resistant to that and who don't necessarily trust some of the government officials like Dr. Fauci and the information that he provides? What's your message to them?
Well, I try to set an example. And do I know for sure that masks work or not? I'm not a scientist or doctor, so I don't really know. But when we got this virus floating around, if it does do some good, I want to set an example. So at my 29 county meetings that I had over the last 2 weeks, I wore one all the time. Sometimes if I was 6 feet away from other people answering questions, then I took it off. But I always had it on otherwise. And I would advise other people to do it. Now, it does infringe on freedom. Do I like to do it? I don't like to do it. But I think if you can do simple things like wash your hands, use disinfectant, wear a mask, stay 6 feet away from people, stay out of bars, because that's where a lot of this stuff is spread around when people get close and loud and drinking too much, things of that nature. I think we all ought to do what we can to help each other so we can win this battle against the virus, even doing it before we get a vaccine. If we get a vaccine over a period of months, we'll be able to defeat it that way. But right now, we don't know whether we're going to have a vaccine, how effective it'll be. So do everything else you can. And Senator Grassley doesn't like wearing masks, but I'm going to do it just to be protective, do my part.
Senator, I guess the big debate right now is whether or not to send kids back to school in person, do it online, and I think everybody's got some sort of plan for, you know, how to do that, and maybe a combination of both. I guess, would you like to see kids back in classrooms across the country this fall?
Yes, for several reasons. But number one, in Iowa, it's going to be done in Iowa different than other states. And within Iowa, there's 330 school districts. So I assume there's going to be 330 different ways of doing it, except for what the governor has said must be done. but within that, there's still going to be 330 different ways of doing it. I think from the standpoint of people being educated in a classroom as opposed to distant learning, it's much more effective. I think educating our kids is very, very important, and we shouldn't miss every opportunity we can to do it. And if we want people to go back to work, for a lot of families, the school is part of their planning for whatever job they have and whether or not they can go to work. And so it's got something to do with opening up the economy. And I think it's you have pediatricians saying how important it is for kids to be in school with their classmates because of socialization, and there's been some harm done to the kids over the last 3 months not being in a classroom. And so for it sounds to me like as long as it's done in a safe way, that it's the wrong thing to not have kids in school for the benefit of the kids, for the benefit of the parents, for the benefit of the general economy of our country. And I think too often we worry about everything except the kids. And the kids ought to have the first consideration of whether or not the schools ought to be opened up, more so than the teachers, more so than the parents.
Senator, yesterday I listened to the interview on Fox News with President Trump, and he had mentioned the DACA ruling from the Supreme Court and that it gave the president more power than anybody ever thought he had. So he's going to address Obamacare and DACA and some other things through that ruling. I just wondered, you know, as somebody who had a prominent role on the Judiciary Committee, what your thoughts on that were.
Yeah. If I give you too short of an answer, tell me you want more words. I don't read the Supreme Court decision as giving the president that authority. And I think that that if the Supreme Court did give him that authority, and it's based on law and not on the Constitution, then Congress of the United States needs to change those laws so the president can't be both a president and a Congress.
Yeah, Senator, I guess you mentioned about maybe a second stimulus package. I guess anything else on the Senate debate schedule here before the August recess?
Yeah, this week we're going to finish the defense bill, which is every year bill. Not every program we have is a every year bill, but defense tends to be. I think there's going to be some work done on a highway bill. There needs to be some work done on a highway bill. I think those two things will have some, as far as the Senate's concerned, unlike the House, will have nominations of the president to approve. And I think that's about all that's going to get done in the next 3 weeks. And then we adjourn for the conventions, and we don't come back until after Labor Day.
Last week you had a number of Q&As throughout the state. I just wondered if you could give a brief update kind of on those, how those are going, and the issues that you're hearing about, you know, the two or three mainly from Iowans.
Yeah. They went very, very well. They were a much smaller group than I would normally have if I had an open town meeting, and I'd rather have open town meetings. At least a good proportion of my county meetings ought to be open town meetings so anybody can come. But with a virus and with the spacing and the number of people you can have at a meeting and wearing masks and all that, we only went places where we were invited, and so we had smaller groups. If we were in a warehouse, we maybe had 40 people. If we were in the council chambers of some small town, we probably had a dozen people. So it was really cut back from what I would normally do, but it still served me the purpose of getting on minds what people did. And I would say the CARES Act that we just talked about, the unemployment of $600 and the problems that that causes. We had, out of 29 counties, we had probably a half a dozen superintendents that came from to different meetings that I had, and I think they're gearing up to get the kids back to school, but they want to tell me about some of the problems they thought that they had: prescription drug pricing, rural health care, trade with China, low commodity prices for farmers, and ethanol are about a half a dozen of the probably 30 different issues that come up.
Thank you very much, Senator.
Okay, goodbye.
Thank you, Brian and Jacob, for participating in today's Public Affairs Program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.